TR Mobile.
Tom, N4, is that okay? Mobile.
It's kind of getting crotchety looking up there in the sky this afternoon. Oh, I was just thinking about my buddy, Patrick, up there. I haven't heard anything from him. I know his last day was, what, Bernice, Thursday? Huh? Tuesday. But that's no excuse. I still like to hear from him. You know anything, Shane?
Same as you. He had a doctor appointment Wednesday because we had been meeting for lunch on Wednesdays. And I know he's got... still going to run a little bit of collection, I guess, or tool delivery a few more days after this, but I haven't heard from him. I was thinking the same thing. It's been really quiet on the radio.
I'm having a tough time getting over this surgery, and I'm very weak, but I haven't had it on a lot. Shame on me. I should have. I heard Dave talking to some young man this morning about his new radio. But just didn't feel like talking. I'm not real sick or nothing like I was. I'm just weaker than a popcorn, you know what. But sure good to hear you, Shane. And how's your day going, buddy?
First of all, good afternoon, Bernice. And it's going well. Fairly good day. I've got a couple extra pickups that have been put on me now on a regular basis. There's a lighting place. They're shipping out a... That's a trailer swap every day, and a new pool supplies place, not chemicals. They do those little robots that you put in your pool, and they go around and clean the pool for you automatically. They ship out a lot of those, and they're a trailer swap now. So that's two extra runs from the building with an empty trailer to, you know, pick them up and swap it out, which is good for business. It makes a little more busy day for me, but it's good for the company. But it's going well, and I'm sorry you're feeling bad there, Tom. I know it can take a while to get over a surgery like that.
Good afternoon, Shane. You have a good day.
Thank you.
Miss Bernice, and I hope you are. I know you're busy, too, keeping that young man over there straight, too, so... I better let you concentrate on that.
It's nice to hear you, and it cheers him up.
Don't get a big head about that, Shane. But it does. We love hearing you, and glad you're having a safe day. We're just going down to Aldi to get some Deutsche cookies. And if they still got them, which I doubt. And when we're going to... we're going over to Walmart to get some grapefruit. Then we're going back home, and whether I feel like it or not, if it ain't too hot, I'm going to try to mow the grass. But I have a real nice lawnmower, and it's pretty effortless, and I go slow. It has power steering, and it has a hydraulic lift. It's just a John Deere 42-inch, but it's X370. It's a higher-end model. It's got about 500 hours on it. We've had it for since 2016, I think, Shane. But people think that I do some hard work with that. Well, it tires me out a little bit, but it by far isn't hard. The daughter talked me into paying the extra bucks to get those features, and I gotta tell you, it's worth its weight in gold when you get old.
I imagine it is, especially that hydraulic lift, because I can remember... even as a youngster, pulling on that sidebar, trying to get the mower deck to raise up, and sometimes the handle would get worn and it'd start to twist, and then you know it's going to break. So, and then we'd drop it down and undo all the little cotter pins and take the belt off and slide the mower deck out, and you got a little garden tractor. We had one of those years ago when I was a kid. That was a lot of work, though. I'm sure that power steering and... well, you probably got cruise control and air conditioner on there, too, don't you?
Jeez, but it does have cruise control. I don't use it. But it has a button. You know, it's annoying. When you back up, the blade will stop. And So all I do is put my finger on that button and keep it there usually, and then I got a suicide knob on the steering wheel. And if I'm going around a telephone pole or something, I just push that button and I can back up and the blade don't stop every time. Well, I bought belts for that thing the other day, and one of them, my neighbor has a good friend that works on mowers, and he come over and done it. Didn't want anything for it. It was a job. I give him $100 for it. But those belts, I got a spare set, and I thought, I'll just grab a spare set while I'm over here. And they was out of them down here at John Deere on Wade Hampton. So I picked them up at Spartanburg. Good Lord. Belts ain't what they used to be, Shane. You know, reference the cost. And I bought these probably 6 months to a year ago.
Sure, they've gone up a little bit, or maybe more than a little bit. Speaking of that, when you're talking about the blade stops when you back up, it reminded me, we've rented a couple tractors the company has here and there, and I'll have the commercial radio on sometimes, listen to something, and it has a similar feature. You put it in reverse and the radio shuts off. It mutes the radio. And wouldn't you know, I never have to back up until I'm listening to something that I'm really interested in.
Yeah, that kind of angers you. Well, I got a set of headsets that has FM radio on it, AM and FM, and I put those on. I believe dearly in hearing protection, even when I'm running anything that's a power tool. It's a wise thing to do. I remember when they OSHA kind of was being created, and they told the guys out in our machine shop in the thermal section that sat there all day long drilling 1/16 inch hole with these drill bits, Shane, that were, well, I got one of them, I think, I saved. It's 16th inch, and they're about a foot long with air tools, and you know how they whine. And my God, those guys throwed a fit. And they wouldn't put the earplugs in. And finally, they decided they was going to fire somebody. So when they got that threat, what they did is they took the earplugs, instead of twisting them and putting them in their ear properly, they just turn them sideways and put them in their ears, which does basically no good whatsoever. And you know, years later, after that company shut down, and I worked there 32 years, I'd say, oh, hi, Bob, how you doing? And he'd say, huh?
But I also understand when you've been doing something for a long time and somebody comes in and tries to force a change on you, even if it is good, it's hard as an old-timer, and you would know that very well. It's hard to change. We like doing the way we do it. We don't want anybody else telling us any different.
Are you saying that I'm setting my ways because I'm an old fart?
I didn't say old fart, but sure. If it fits. I'm not up there with you. I'm getting there, but I know how it is. I'm setting my ways too. I don't like change, especially when it comes to something that I was trained to do years ago, and they've disciplined me on it and everything else over the years, you know, with warning letters, and then they come through and say, hey, we're going to change this. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm too set in my ways now. You've written me up for not doing it this way. So anyway, I'm at my pulling in the yard here, Tom. I'll make this my last one. I'll listen out for your final. Good to hear you today. You and Bernice, be careful. And 4ZLK.
Right, Shane. I don't like to change either. And they come in and said, oh, you got to have 30-pound restrictor on your air hoses. And those guys would always blow off things at 100 pounds. And boy, none of us liked that. And one day I was blowing off a glass scale on a Sony readout so that I could check it. It was a positional data thing. And I got 8 pieces of metal in my eye. And, you know, I kind of figured out why you're supposed to have safety glasses and no 100 pounds. And I was abiding by the rules, but and I had safety glasses. So so it would have been much worse without them. N4ZLK in 0TR 73, Shane. Have a good day.
Tom, hey, Mr. Neese, 804
HK. Well, my God, your ears must have been burning you, Patrick. We was talking about not hearing from you. We miss you. I don't know why, but we do know we will.
Yes.
Just getting to come down and see you guys, too, and we'll try to get down there next week.
Then I'll tell you an early happy birthday.
I appreciate that. I hit the top of the hill mark tomorrow.
No. That's one thing we can't change, Patrick. Oh, boy, do you remember when you had... well, I can't say that on the air. Oh, I just was thinking about your surgery. But, at any rate, Bernice hasn't got the photographic memory, she'll remember. But I hope things are going well, with your knee bone, and I know they probably aren't. I've been very, very weak. I can't seem to get over this crud. But, doing the best we can, Patrick. Boy, we was watching television last night, and they were showing live pictures up there by Brevard, and you guys really caught the dickens up there with the storms.
Rough up here last night, the thunder and lightning and wind and hail and everything else coming through.
An inch, and they said there was a possibility of that here, but not as great. But, the light showed on the local Fox channel there last night, 21, and we were thinking about you. I hope you was unplugged. I unplug every night this time of year. I just... don't leave it plugged in. You know, Gary never unplugs his.
And I missed the net last night. I was sitting here with paying attention to what time it was. Next thing I know, it's 9:30.
Yeah, I missed it night before last. But Chris was there last night. And I always enjoy saying hi to him. But I just haven't felt good. And so some of these nights, I just haven't even went down to the radio station, you know.
Roger that. Well, that's what I like about putting mine on crossband repeat. I can just carry my HD with me, and then I have my radio station wherever I'm at then.
You're a little scratchy today, weak, but I hear you very clearly. And I have no excuse, really, because I have the radio station upstairs also, so I can get through. Well, Patrick, we're getting down here near Aldi's, and... I'll let you go, but God bless you. We're glad to hear you. We was thinking about you, and so Shane said the radio's been awfully quiet without you, and he just pulled in to switch trailers, I think, and so he'll probably be back out in a little while. You and Lisa have a good day and a really great birthday, and 73's Patrick, Mrs. Denzel T.R.
I will try to come down and see you next week. CW, you're cutting out pretty bad, Patrick. Hey, Tom, I was the one you heard talking on the radio this morning. I hope you're getting to feeling better. I know it's tough, but just wanted to say hey to everybody.
Listen to another your conversation, and congratulations on your new radio. I hate menus. We're getting out here at Aldi, so I'll let you have Patrick. This is N0TR 73, and I'll be clear.
Okay, we'll break it. Yeah, I don't know what it is about that little radio. Dropping in and out. Still cutting in and out, I guess, it's your location. Over here in, like, Simpsonville and Malden, we have a lot of hills, and I hit some of those valleys, and man, it's just gone. And then it'll drop back, you know, come back in clean as day when I crest up a hill. So I've not been doing a lot of talking on the radio while I'm mobile, at least in this area.
I'm at home. I'm crossband repeat into my radio in their bedroom, so, or in my radio room. But during the day up here, it gets real scratchy.
Right, and been playing with a new radio, one of these little Radiodity DB25. And yeah, Tom mentioned the venue. It's got a learning curve for it. I bought it for the APRS, and it's got DMR, which I haven't even scratched the surface of that. I'm just playing with the APRS now. So I'm sitting in my base with this thing and figuring it out.
On a learning curve to it. But once you figure it out, it's not that bad. It's actually fairly simple. It's just figuring out how the filing system works to do the code plugs.
Doing pretty good juggling the code plugs and stuff, but I just applied for my DMR ID today, so yeah, I may play with it a bit this weekend and see what it's all about. I do prefer the analog because that's what I got in the radio for. But another one was learning something new.
Or it's just another mode, like radio. There's lots of repeaters around you that are.
I'm going to try to use some of the DMR repeaters instead of setting up like a Brandmeister at home or a Pi-Star. So I'm going to try using the available repeaters for now. And then, I don't know, see where that leads.
I will be glad. 7-3.
Countdown log, and you have a good one. Enjoy your time at home.